Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, those that are in love with this nation that the Lord blessed us with, and you want to hang on to it, you are listening to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and it's great to have you with us. I missed you guys. We had to re-air last week. We re-aired Pastor Hadian's interview talking about the hate and the vitriol directed against Christian pastors, especially those, even a former Muslim, trying to warn America today about the dangers of Islam. The lie that he walked away from when he found the truth and became took it a step further and became a pastor to help spread the truth in love. And they hated him for it. Well, we were told that was going to happen. When you stand for truth, they will hate you for it. So since then, of course, you all know, hopefully by now, charges were brought against that Muslim who was making very clear threats. He was arrested on terrorism charges, which, at the time of that interview, it looked like they were not going to take action. And it wasn't until an immense amount of political pressure and pressure from society that they finally decided to press charges against a Muslim who was making overt terroristic threats. So that's good. That was a good update. I found that out when I was on the road, and I was on the road for, 12 days. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. That was a great, wonderful, exhausting and energizing all at once trip. And I want to share a little bit about that with you. This is your 30-minute weekly blast, reviewing headlines, making sense of the confusing, swirling, competing, and conflicting ideologies and the doctrines that are out there. We're going to shine the truth on the lies as we hold fast to our heritage and our traditional American values right here at Radio Free Redoubt. Right now, as you're listening to this, we are at the Northwest Preparedness Expo here in Prosser, Washington. If you are anywhere, and of course our listening audience right now in Spokane area, on the American Christian Network affiliate, KTW. By the way, thank you guys for tuning in. And we've got a lot of listeners also across Washington State listening on the live streaming, as well as outside the wire in occupied territory, wherever you may be. If you are within driving distance, I think that you will enjoy coming to the Northwest Preparedness Expo underway right now, today, May 6th, in Prosser, Washington. So what do we got? Several things going on that you guys might want to be part of. It's only $10 for adults to get in, $5 for students, and it's free for 12 and under, and also for active military. Thank you, by the way, for serving your country, for wearing the uniform. Thank you for your service. The gates opened this morning at 7:30, and we've got several vendors. What do we got going on? Classes starting right now with speaker presentations and also hands-on classes to help you become self-reliant. Many of these speakers speaking from a Christian perspective. This is going to go on till 5 p.m. when the vendors start closing down. And then tonight at 6:30, Jordan Page will be putting on a concert. It's no additional charge for that. Although we always try to take up a collection because he normally does not charge for his concerts. We always want to take up an offering to help support him and what he's doing, traveling around, really encouraging people. It's a lot of fun. We got another concert coming up June 3rd. I'll have more details on that over in Idaho. But tonight, Prosser, Washington, 6:30 p.m., go to nwpreparednessexpo.com to find out more about what's going on here at the expo. And if you're within driving distance, get in your car, get down here, and listen to some of these great speakers. We've got Patrice Lewis going on right now, codename K from Combat Studies Group, talking about community security, and our famous Dr. Pruitt. Going over wound care basics right now. He's got the wildly popular USNER doc YouTube video. Very popular. I'm going to be speaking at 10:20, from a 10:20 to 11:20, because they're throwing some breaks in there this time. I'll be talking about introduction to emergency communications. At that same time, though, if you've already heard me talk about that, you can listen to Sean Mitzel from... well, he'll be talking about building a self-sufficient retreat and homestead. And then also Kathy James will be talking about home food storage. Then they're going to have a short break. And at 11:40, author Glenn Tate, one of longtime supporters and sponsors of Radio Free Redoubt, he's going to be talking about what we should be thinking about right now, because Hillary didn't win, so... this is not the time to think, oh, all of our problems are solved. Trump is in. Well, Glenn has some things that you need to be considering. You'll be able to meet him in person. And I don't know if he's got books. I will have to check on that. But more food storage and stuff like that's going on, different training, workshops, heirloom seeds. Sam Culper from Forward Observer. He's going to be putting on a presentation at 2 o'clock covering SHTF intelligence, how to make sense of the information around you and make it into actionable intelligence. And then that's when Dr. Pruitt's going to be putting on his other hands-on course, Wound Care and Suture Techniques, invaluable skill set. Later in the afternoon at about 3:30, Representative Dave Taylor and Representative Matt Shea are going to team up and talk about some of the issues. What else? I'm trying to look through. Oh, Ranger Rick. A lot of you guys love and know Ranger Rick. He's going to be talking about disaster hygiene and medicine. And lots to look forward to there. Defensive landscaping with Brian Domke from Strategic Landscape Design. And all that's going on today only. Well, actually tomorrow, Sunday, Sam Culper is actually going to be giving a one-day version of his advanced intelligence course, which includes a half day of open source intelligence and a half day of human intelligence gathering. Really good stuff. I've taken a couple of his courses. We've worked together. Just a really great guy. But that Sunday course is $125. And that includes the course handbook. So I know a lot of you guys are interested in that. Something that's really overlooked in kind of the preparedness, self-reliance community, if you will. It's something that's needs to be considered. How to gather and process intelligence, information to make it usable when, you know, responding to crisis in your community, no matter what it is, natural disaster or otherwise. So that's going on. Check it out. Go to northwestpreparednessexpo.com, jump in your car and head this way. And we will have a booth, an Amron booth and a Radio Free Redoubt booth. And we'd love to meet you guys, talk to you. and you'll be able to meet some of the Ameron operators and ask all the questions you ever wanted to know about emergency communications. All that stuff's going to be right there for you. Okay, now, where was I in the last week and a half? I was on a kind of a, I guess, I hate calling it this, a speaking tour. It makes me sound important. But it was a great and rare and first ever opportunity for me to meet so many patriots. So many, just their hearts are just pure. They love this country. They are grieving over what's happened to our country. They know that more challenges are still to come. Most of the people that I spoke to are heavily involved in our nationwide emergency radio communications network called AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, which is spilled over and burst at the seams and is no longer the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, even though that's what we call it. It is an international network of radio operators who regularly train to be on the air, to pass information, to keep each other informed, to keep you informed in times of crisis and great danger. And I went to Phoenix, Arizona, then to Chattanooga, Tennessee, then Atlanta, Georgia, then Woodbridge, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C., followed by Greensboro, North Carolina, and then on to Clarksville, Tennessee. 6 locations in 5 states in 10 days, because 4 days of that, I attended a 4-day course. It's actually 2 2-day courses back to back, Ground Rod 1 and Ground Rod 2, put on by Codename K from Combat Studies Group. There were about 20 to 25 students. I think there was about 25 students learning advanced electronic security, encryption, anonymity, some of these tools to help keep your information private and secure. There's a lot of these radio operators that are also working toward developing skill sets to be able to communicate safely and securely, whether the grid is up when you have internet, like now, and when there's an emergency and there is no internet and they have to switch to radios to communicate across the Patriot community. These are the people that I was visiting. This started off as a, hey, we would love to have you attend. We're willing to put you up. And one, someone actually donated their air miles so that I could make the trip over there just to meet these folks. And then it started from, well, hey, since you're going to be in the area, would you be willing to come to Greensboro, North Carolina? Since you're going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, would you be willing to come to Virginia? And then it just kind of spread from there. Very interesting. But these are some of the greatest people you'd ever want to know. And it occurred to me, and I told them this, that every group that I stood in front of, and some of them are AMRON operators, some of them were general public, invited there by their like-minded friends to hear what I had to say about emergency communications and our role as patriots facing the challenges that we face today. And these are the groups that I was speaking in front of, some small, some large. And it occurred to me, and I told them this, every group that I stood in front of, it's the same people. It's the same faces, different names. It was like I was speaking to the same group 6 times, 7 times. And sometimes when you are feeling isolated, you feel like you're the only one that cares about what's happening in America, our Judeo-Christian values and our heritage. Everything's under fire and you want to fight for it. When these groups like Resist or Occupy or any of these other leftist, hardcore leftist, communist-rooted organizations, attack your community, and they make you feel like maybe you're the only conservative left, and maybe you're actually, you're the one that's crazy. But I assure you, you're not alone. There are people just like you that are concerned about what's happening in our country everywhere, all across the country. I'm serious. The people in Phoenix, the people in Virginia, the people in Georgia, Tennessee, they're the exact same people. And I just wanted to say that you guys are not alone. You stand firm for the values, the ideologies that you stand for, the heritage, and the things that you value. You are actually in the majority. Now, there's only a majority that are, or there's a small minority willing to actually take action, whether it's spiritually, whether it's physically, getting involved politically, or even getting on your knees and fighting this battle spiritually. It's a small remnant that's really doing it. Even though in their hearts, we're all conservative and we're the majority, and the overwhelming majority opposes these agendas, but most only oppose it in their heart. It was really great to be able to meet some of these God-fearing patriots, Christian patriots, that are not just opposed to this leftist agenda, this America-destroying agenda in their hearts. They're actually taking action in their own communities. And that was really encouraging. I want to encourage you to, hopefully, I can encourage you to get out of your chair and stop pointing and jabbing your finger at the TV or at the radio, upset about what you're seeing and hearing happening in our country, and get involved. Start making a difference. There was something that happened that was really great years and years ago in a life far, far away. When I was in the military and a young man, younger, I got the opportunity to go up to Virginia for a one-day trip, and it was a really pressed-for-time trip. And so I had to zip up to Virginia and zip back down to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And I passed all these signs for these historical sites, this battlefield there, and this is Hamilton, where he was raised, all these, you know, founding fathers. And I'm seeing this, all this historical stuff just blur past me, and longing to stop and take the time to visit that stuff. And I didn't, because I couldn't at the time. Well, I got to go back and spend some time looking at some of that history and walking on the same ground, literally, that George Washington charged with his horse, leading men in battle at the final battle site, Yorktown, Virginia, where the British finally surrendered. In Yorktown, I was there. I went to the American Revolution Museum. I got to visit Jamestown, the first American settlement, the first colony where America began. And that's something that has been on my heart for a long time, to go and see some of that stuff. And I was actually able to do it. And I sat down next to George Washington and read the Constitution, which he was holding in his lap. That was a pretty cool thing. Right there at the very same place where he led soldiers to the final battle victory to win this country over. There's so much Christian heritage woven through the beginning of this country. It's undeniable. Although they try to deny it, they try to wash our history. To walk along with these people who are in period era clothing, equipment, tools, firearms, buildings, the lifestyle, everything. It's like a living museum all around a colonial Williamsburg. If you ever get a chance to go back there and see some of our history like that, on that level, I want to encourage you to do that. You can, if you can't make it, then this stuff's on YouTube. But man, there's nothing like walking that same ground. It was just a very cool thing, a very cool experience. Okay, let's go ahead and take a break. When I came back, I flipped right back around and zipped over to Central Washington because Simon Roach from Sidelanders actually made an appearance, one of many appearances across the United States, and he stopped in Prosser, Washington Tuesday, so I made the trip and got to finally meet him actually in person, shake hands, and listen to his presentation. It was very moving. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and then something else too. Speaking of being under attack, right here in the American Redoubt. Oh, they are hating that term, redoubt. They are trying to attack it. We knew it was going to come. Well, here's another one. I'll talk about that in just a moment. Don't go away.
I'm Paige, and you're tuned into Radio Free Readout.
I've often heard atheists and so-called progressives argue that the founders weren't Christians and that this was never a Christian nation. They like to say that men like Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were deists. Well, so what if they were deists? Being a deist simply means that God doesn't interfere with the affairs of men. But after seeing God's hand in the making of their newly won nation, they gave God full credit. In a letter to William Strahan in 1784, Benjamin Franklin said this, "My dear friend, do not imagine that I am vain enough to ascribe our success," he was speaking about the revolution, "to any superiority on their part. If it had not been for the justice of our cause and the consequent interposition of Providence in which we had faith, we must have been ruined. If I had ever before been an atheist, I should now have been convinced of the being and government of a deity." And Thomas Jefferson wrote this, "Of all the systems of morality, ancient or modern, which have come under my observation, none appears to me so pure as that of Jesus. I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus." Don't believe the lies of the revisionist historians. They'll deceive you every time if you don't know the truth. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Radio Free Readout.
We are back. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, the voice of resistance against everything that's trying to tear down Americanism and our heritage. We stand in solidarity against all hostilities against America and our Judeo-Christian values. This segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Come to beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho. The Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's, Idaho are the hideaway that you are looking for, featuring 7 furnished suites less than just 50 yards from the river dock. Check them out today or this weekend. It's supposed to get all rainy and cloudy again. Good time to just hole up and cozy and yeah. Oh, what a gorgeous day it was Thursday. Amazing. Summer's coming. Summer's here. I love it. Okay, now a couple things I want to talk about here. I went and listened to Simon Roach Tuesday morning after I got back from the trip on Monday. Turned right back around. Came to Prosser on Tuesday just for a little one-day trip to listen to them speak about the plight, the imminent civil war that they are faced with in South Africa, the persecution. These Christian patriots who love their country, they are being threatened increasingly. So they're going to be killed because of the color of their skin. They are going to be persecuted or continue the persecution. The persecution is going to intensify from what they already face. They're asking for our help. They're asking, they need logistical support. They need financial support. They have a plan. They're putting a plan together. And they need logistics. They need funds. If you want to help, or if you want to learn more about them, first of all, go back and listen to the interview that I did with Simon a few weeks ago. And then go and check out their website, Sightlanders. I'll spell it for you. S-U-I-D. It looks like suid. S-U-I-D. Landers. L-A-N-D-E-R-S. .org. Sightlanders.org. It's appalling what's happening over there. So our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ that are trying to have a civil defense plan for their own preservation, an emergency evacuation plan, help them out today. I'm a strong supporter. The more I learn about them and what they're faced with, becoming an increasingly stronger supporter of them and the situation they're faced with. Now, let's look at the local news. Local Huckleberries. Has local GOP been hijacked by outsiders trying to build their own utopia? Well, they're talking about the American Redoubt and how it's just taking over and it's hijacking the politics by outsiders. See, let me just read this real quick. The American Redoubt movement consists largely of religious survivalists who are answering the Pied Piper call of blogger James Wesley Rawls to head to the sparsely populated inland Northwest. The goal of the Redoubters is to hunker down in a defensible area waiting for all hell to break loose elsewhere. They're just taking over. They're taking over. Now they're involved in politics, and this is just horrible. Okay, the American Redoubt is not a great mystery. It is just the name, a new label that's been placed on something that's been going on for decades, and that's conservative here, and people are moving here because it is conservative here. If you don't like it, you're going to have to either accept it or get out. This is occupied territory, and it is occupied by patriots. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. God bless.